This episode of HPC Wire Soundbite is sponsored by Cray. The new Cray XC30 supercomputer, powered by Intel Xeon processors, delivers on the Cray commitment to adaptive supercomputing, providing scalability across the HPC performance spectrum. For more information, visit www.cray.com/ownXC30.
This is HPC Wire Soundbite, your weekly source of commentary and insight on the HPC stories shaping the industry.
Intel ushers Luster into the mainstream.
And a look ahead to Germany and ISC 13.
Hello and welcome to HPC Wire Soundbite for June 14th, 2013, available every Friday on iTunes and Stitcher. I'm Addison Snell of Intersect 360 Research, and filling in for Nicole Hemsoth, I'm joined this week by Isaac Lopez, Managing Editor of Datanami. Isaac, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Addison. I'm glad to be on the show.
Yeah, Nicole, we're obviously getting ready for ISC next week, and a lot of people are already on their way to Germany, and that includes Nicole, who's the editor of HPC Wire, and that gives us a chance to welcome you to the show, Isaac, which is particularly appropriate because a lot of the news this week was actually storage-related. For those who aren't familiar with Datanami, you know, a sister publication of HPC Wire, why don't you start by leading off with what you cover over there?
Yeah, okay. Well, so for those who aren't familiar with Datanami, we cover the cutting-edge technologies involved in the advancements of the very little-known and hardly talked-about thing area of computing called big data. I'm not sure if you've heard
of it. Never heard of it.
So, you know, I kid, of course, but, you know, big data is taking the world by storm, and with Datanami, we're looking to shed light on the technologies and applications and how they affect the world around us. Of course, we're a Tabor portal, so we try to cover things from the high end as we look at the enormous amounts of data and how the data is being generated and will continue to be generated, and how organizations are turning it into value and discovery. So we cover everything from Hadoop distributions, advancements being made at organizations like Google and Facebook, open source Apache projects, the blending of traditional HPC and this big data space. And of course, everything from the applications like Watson, predictive analytics, data mining, you name it.
And as we've said many times on this podcast, there's enormous amount of overlap or applicability of high-performance computing technologies to big data types of applications, and that includes a lot of the news that we had this week. So your participation in our podcast is quite timely. I thought the biggest news story of the week that went public was the release of Luster Enterprise Edition from Intel.
Yes, I agree. I was particularly interested in how they applied that to their Hadoop distribution.
Well, go ahead and talk about that
particular. So for those who might not be completely up to speed on Intel's Hadoop story, back in February, Intel announced that they would be getting into the Hadoop game with their own purpose-built distribution tied into its Xeon processors. So at the time, a lot of questions were asked about what Intel could add to this arena, other than maybe optimizing hardware and software stacks supporting the Hadoop clusters. And at ISC this next week, it appears that Intel's going to begin to answer some of those questions. So to give a little bit more background from the Hadoop side, you know, one of Hadoop's perceived weaknesses is its HDFS file system. And over the last year, it's gained a lot of negative attention for problems ranging from, you know, reliability and particularly scalability.
And there have been a lot of implementations of Hadoop that don't include HDFS for exactly that reason.
Yes, absolutely. On the other side, you know, one of the stories I just covered recently was Facebook's usage of HDFS and the way that they have tweaked it. HDFS has this thing called triple replication, and it adds big-time I/O overhead, which is a problem the higher up the performance scale you go. And so Facebook has tweaked it to lower that replication factor. And and not every organization has the resources of Facebook. And so this is where Intel steps in and says, hey, you know, HPC and large-scale operations need a highly scalable parallel file system, and they have one dev'd just for this sort of thing that came with the WAM Cloud acquisition, you know, Luster. Everyone knows Luster.
Right.
So they announced, of course, you know, they're going to be mainstreaming Luster, and for those looking to take advantage of Hadoop, they've developed a new Java class to fully swap Luster over HDFS. which won't get too much traction on the lower end of Hadoop implementations. However, on the higher end where the HPC applications are, it's very attractive because when you're dealing with that level of data, you know, anything that you can save is going to save you a lot on the budget end.
Well, and this is really spot on in terms of really bringing solutions to big data, because as much buzz as there's been around Hadoop, our listeners have been heard me say many times that big data goes well beyond Hadoop, and even some of the Hadoop that we see is a misapplication of Hadoop, where it's a technology in search of a problem, people thinking if I've got a data problem, I must need to get a jar of that Hadoop stuff to rub on my data, and that'll solve all the problems. And in particular with HDFS, what we see is in many cases there are categories of problems that might be better solved by the application of a parallel file system with a little bit of HPC heritage, and that's, as you said, where Lustre comes in, and just as big data goes well beyond Hadoop, this announcement goes well beyond Hadoop in terms of what it means for Intel bringing Lustre out of the traditional research space and a little more mainstream into commercial HPC and even beyond into enterprise computing.
Absolutely, absolutely. It you know, it brings Hadoop up to a level that that it isn't currently being used right now, and so it's going to be very interesting to see how this gets advanced as it starts to filter into these large HPC driven organizations.
I participated in the launch event for this on Wednesday in San Francisco with the Intel crowd, the WAM Cloud crowd, as well as a lot of very important partners from the Lustre community, not only on the end user side with Lawrence Livermore, National Labs was there, as well as some of the storage partners like DDN and HDS were on stage presenting as part of the overall story. And in preparation for that, I even went back and listened to some of our old analysis, going back to when we were first covering WAM Cloud. And I was saying on the podcast with Michael Feldman at the time, you know, who elected them king? And, you know, why do they get to say what the path of Lustre development is going to be for HPC? How do we know that the end user community will follow along? And then 2 years later, miraculously, the end user community had followed along, and WAM Cloud had delivered on everything they said they were going to do. They got acquired by Intel. And where we are today is really the ultimate fruition of a partnership with Intel giving an enterprise trusted brand with the credibility and reliability that Lustre was lacking in order to give it the opportunity to spread into the enterprise. It's not as simple as just waving a magic wand and saying Intel, but clearly Intel has enterprise cred that WAM Cloud alone did not.
Indeed.
Well, let's take a quick break here, and then we'll come back. We'll get a quick preview of ISC and also some related news regarding bringing HPC into the mainstream.
The XC30 series has been designed with a holistic approach to optimize the entire system to deliver sustained real-world performance and scalability across all hardware, networking, and software. The Cray XC30 series leverages the combined advantages of next-generation Aries Interconnect, a flexible new network topology, Intel Xeon processors, integrated storage solutions, and major software environment enhancements. For more information, visit www.cray.com/ownXC30.
So, Addison, before we get to ISC, I heard you were at IBM Edge this week. Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, I was at the IBM Edge conference earlier this week in Las Vegas, which is a great customer event that IBM has just started to throw annually. It's got 5,000 attendees, primarily high-end IBM users, and it divides into two tracks: the executive Edge track, which is really a senior management level type of high-level presentation, and then any number of technical tracks that go into levels of detail across enterprise into storage and even technical computing. So we see a lot of good content coming from that. The interesting thing was that one of the pervasive themes from IBM Edge this year was really this movement of technical computing into the mainstream, into the enterprise, and that was not exclusively part of the technical computing track. It came up a lot in the storage track, where they were emphasizing flash and coming to a tipping point where they're going to see even all flash storage moving into more areas. And in the executive track, Joe Curley of Intel was there outside the technical computing track giving an executive level discussion together with IBM people like Dave Turek talking about the expanding role of high performance computing in everybody's lives. Then I was able to come back home and not only do the Intel Luster event, but NetApp had an analyst summit going on Wednesday and Thursday. Chris Willard and I both attended that. Again, a lot of the same themes, not only talking about big data and scalable technologies, but how does technical computing move into the mainstream? And I'm wondering to what extent we'll see that theme that's been so dominant in the vendor side carry over into ISC next week.
So, Addison, next week at ISC, you know, there's a lot of news happening around big data. It's one of the big things that are happening next week. I'm interested.
Right. Big data, they've said up front, is again, one of the major themes this year.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm looking forward to a talk being given by John Johnson of the Pacific Northwest National Labs on sort of the intersection of HPC and big data. You know, he's going to be there to talk about the relationship between the two and in the coming decade, examining the future programming models, the architectures, the use cases. And I think this that session has a lot of promise, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he has to say. Outside of that, there's a couple of applications. Jasper Horrell is talking about the Square Kilometer Array, you know, the telescopes distributed over Africa and Australia. And, you know, it's very interesting because the amount of data that array is going to produce is like an exabyte a day from the dish component alone. So the challenges that they face in being able to set this thing up and make the data useful, it's just immense. And I'm really eager to hear what they have to say about the challenges and the solutions that they face.
Yeah, big data is just going to be terrific at the conference yet again. And then the other storyline, of course, is going to be where we continue to go with accelerators, especially with the well-anticipated news regarding the Tianhe 2 or Milky Way 2 supercomputer at Guangzhou, where we'll be showcasing the Xeon Phi processors. We'll hear where we are with GPUs and accelerated computing in general. I know that both Tabor Communications and Intersect 360 Research will be busy at this show as usual.
Yeah, I got a full schedule. You know, I saw that Cray has an announcement. They're getting into the Hadoop game. They announced this week that they're going to be pairing the Cray CS300 system with Intel's distribution of Apache Hadoop. I found this announcement interesting because they're not talking about, you know, the data offloading and some of the more mundane applications at Hadoop, but rather the high-performance data analytics stuff that Hadoop shows plenty of promise for and hasn't yet gained mainstream uptake on. So I'm real curious to see what they have to say about that. Addison, I'm curious, what is your opinion of, you know, the state of high-performance big data in general?
Well, we're, as you know, surveying this yet again. We did a major survey a year ago on the overlap or applicability of high-performance technologies to big data in partnership with Dan Olds of Gabriel Consulting. We've entered that partnership again. We've got data gathering is nearly complete on this study, and we'll be continuing to deliver insights to our clients on it. But really, when you look at the many faces of big data, the different types of applications, the different types of data challenges, where the data comes from, whether you're dealing with many files or large files or what your issues are, you find that more and more there's an increasing applicability, as we were saying, of technologies like scalable I/O or file systems or even accelerated computing to managing these types of applications, even among end users who don't think of themselves as HPC profile.
Indeed. Well, it should be an interesting week. There's going to be a lot to learn, that's for sure.
Yeah, and we're right in the thick of it as usual. Starting right away on Sunday, I'll be participating, presenting at the HPC Advisory Council meeting. Top 500 will get announced on Monday. I'm one of the inquisitors for the revised hot seat panel, which is now Vendor Showdown. It's somewhat similar in format to what it's been, but the vendors get even less time to present. They've got to answer more secret questions that they don't know are coming. And the biggest change is that the audience will have live voting, where they'll be able to rate the presenters, how well they did in not only presenting their material, but answering the questions that we put to them. And there will be a winner for each of the two sessions, the session one and session two. That'll be fun on Monday. And then on Wednesday, there's a great barbecue event to announce the ISC Cloud and Big Data conferences coming up in September. And we've partnered with ISC to sponsor that event. So that'll be sponsored by Intersect 360 Research. And we hope all of our clients and friends in the industry will come to that. And then we close the conference as usual with our traditional analyst crossfire panel, where I'm very excited about my panelists again this year.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, especially the barbecue. That sounds wonderful. But
you got to go to Germany to get good barbecue, right? Yeah,
that's what they say. That's what they say. And I hear they serve good Coke there too. Coca-Cola.
I'm really looking forward to it. I'm glad you're gonna be there. We're gonna have a really good time, and our listeners will be able to listen for a few special podcasts that we'll do during the week. Now that'll be me back with Nicole again. She's on the hook. We've got a special podcast with the top 500 founders that we'll record on Sunday, and we're planning a special interview related to the top of the top 500 list as well, plus a couple of other episodes that'll come out during the week.
Yep, and of course we'll be covering the event in both HPC Wire and in Data Nami, so we'll be looking forward to that.
Lots of good coverage coming up. All right, Isaac, thanks very much for joining me on the podcast this week, and safe travels tomorrow, and I'll see you in Leipzig.
You bet. We'll see you then.
This episode of HPC Wire Soundbite has been sponsored by Cray. The new Cray XE30 supercomputer, powered by Intel Xeon processors, delivers on the Cray commitment to adaptive supercomputing, providing scalability across the HPC performance spectrum. For more information, visit www.cray.com/ownXE30.
You've been listening to HPC Wire Soundbite. Got a question or comment? Email soundbite@hpcwire.com. HPC Wire Soundbite is available every Friday afternoon from iTunes or at hpcwire.com. HPC Wire, the leading source for global news and information covering the ecosystem of high productivity computing.